Just one halakha that comes from the Gemara Berachot, Daf Lamed Aleph, where we learned that Hana was making a prayer in the Mishkan. She was childless, and Eli thought that she was drunk. So Eli told her, Ad matay tishtakarin, that until when are you going to be drunk? Go sober up before you pray. The Gemara says that although Hana was not drunk, but we do see from here that somebody that is drunk, it is forbidden for them to pray. And that's why Maran writes in Siman Sadditet, Halakha Aleph, Shata Yayin Kederivi'it. If a person even drank just a Rivi'it of wine, which would be about 3 ounces of wine, according to Halakha, if he drank it in one shot, in one gulp, Al Yitpalel, he's not allowed to pray, Ad Shi Yasid Yeno, until he sobers up, until he gets the wine out of his system. V'im shata yoter, and if he drank more, Maran says, Im hu yachol ledaber lifnei ha-melech, if he was able to, let's say, talk in front of an important person without stuttering or without losing his thought. So Maran then says, if he prayed, his prayer counts. But of course he shouldn't pray. If a person prayed in that state where he was able to make a conversation, to talk in front of an important person, so his prayer b'di'avad counts. But if he's so drunk that he would not be able to talk in front of the king, again, without slurring his words, and things like that, and he prayed in such a situation, tefilato to'eba, so then his prayer becomes an abomination, and he has to pray again when the time, when his wine subsides from his body, when he sobers up, he has to pray again. Even if the time of tefilah passed, he must pray the next tefilah twice, which means if he was drunk by shaharit, so he cannot pray shacharit, he has to pray mincha shetayim. So it's an interesting kaf hayim that also is relevant to our perasha. It says now perasha, yayin v'shechar al tesht. God tells the kohanim that they cannot drink wine or anything that can cause a person to become inebriated before they go into the Beit HaMikdash to serve. So he brings down from the tour the words v'shechar al tesht is rashi tevot v'im shata keder rivi'it asul etpalel tefilat shikor to'eva. Let's review that. The word v'shechar v'im shata keder rivi'it v'shechar al asul letpalel tesht tefilat shikor to'eba, which means if a person drank even a revi'it of wine, he should not pray, because the prayer of a drunkard is abominable. So therefore the halakha, one must be careful, especially let's say on a Shabbat afternoon, where he has wine during the lunch. The truth is, I should qualify, if he's drinking during a meal, it's another story, because drinking during the meal doesn't cause drunkenness because he's having food with it. We're talking where he's drinking wine alone. Everybody has to gauge themselves really to know what makes them inebriated or not, but clearly one cannot pray in such a state.